The Sermon on the Mount, what we just heard in our Gospel this morning, contains the essence of the Good News, which is the essence of the teachings of Jesus, what he taught. And the Beatitudes are the essence of that essence. These are qualities that Christ deemed important. They are his advice to us. In other words, how to survive, how to cope with the process that we call life, how to cope with the problems, the pain and sufferings, how to cope with the day-to-day struggles that we all face. It's not surprising that the advice we are given, what we hear, is totally opposite to what most of us want, what we believe. We humans are taught that 2 and 2 equals 4, that we get what we pay for, to take care of me first and others second. We're taught instant gratification, self-preservation, and most of all, that we deserve happiness, happiness at any cost. We are taught what the world holds important. This is how the world teaches us to behave. The world says, happy are you who are rich, for you can have anything you want. Be glad and rejoice when you have a lot of money. Never stop a care by what means or at whose expense. Use money to glorify yourself, for money will make you the envy of everyone. Money can buy everything. It can even buy happiness. But Jesus teaches, happy are you who know that you need God, that you can only trust God and not material things. For God does not guarantee a pain-free life, but God will give you what you need to survive, to get through. Happy are you who know that it's not how much money you have, but it's the kind of person you are. Who you are inside, that's important. If you're a good and kind person, you will be rich in the eyes of God. That's all that really matters. Our world tells us, happy are you who are tough and aggressive, you who like to throw your weight around. Be ruthless and judgmental. In this way, everyone will be afraid of you. You can have your way each and every time. But Jesus says, happy are you who are kind and gentle. Kind and gentle in the face of adversity and rudeness. Happy are you who refuse to step on others, to use them for your own benefit. For patience and gentleness is strength in disguise. In other words, it's called giving someone a break. Our world teaches, happy are you who live it up. Remember, you only live once, so get down and party. Get and keep yourself high and whatever, and your life will be a blast. But Jesus teaches, happy are those who remember that the best things in life demand pain and sacrifice. For you humans can only grow through pain. And after all the booze and pills, the problems still remain. Happiness is not found in cheap and passing thrills, but in process, in a willingness to change, in a willingness to become better people. And what you sow in sorrow, you shall reap in joy. Our world teaches, happy those who hunger for power, status, and fame. Never question if something is right. Only ask what's in it for me. In this way, you will always feel important, be in the limelight. In this way, no one will ever know that beneath it all, you lack self-esteem. But Jesus says, happy are you who have standards and values, and happy are those who prepare to live up to them. For having personal integrity is what life is all about. And those who stick to their guns against all odds will find happiness here on earth. The values of our world tell us, happy are you who use others. You who treat others like dirt. Happy you who hold grudges and fail to forgive. For you are ruthless and you cause heartache and grief. But you will always be right, and no one can ever touch or hurt you. But Jesus says, happy are those who show mercy and compassion. Forgive, and you shall be forgiven. You reap what you sow, and the sun of God's mercy will shine on you. Our world tells us, happy are those who are superficial. Happy are those with straight teeth, clear skin, and nice bodies. You will look good, but have an empty heart. For it is what's inside that's important. And finding who we are inside takes a lot of work. It demands growth. It demands pain and suffering. But Jesus says, happy are you who have a clean heart and a clear conscience. It's from the heart that our thoughts, words, and deeds flow. The heart and mind are clean, and all that comes from it will be clean. We like water from a mountain spring. Our world tells us, happy are those who create friction, who terrorize, who wreak havoc and war. Happy are those who kill and maim, but you will cause fear and get sensational headlines. You will be famous for all the evil you do, but you will lose in the end. But Jesus says, blessed are you peacemakers. Happy are you who spread compassion and understanding among all people. Those of you who dispel bigotry and hatred. Happy are those who welcome the stranger. For God is found in the stranger, the hungry, and the homeless. No, there's no easy answer to living a human life. A human life is about survival. It's about process and change. And process and change demand pain and sacrifice. But Jesus says, you're not alone. I am always with you. For I am the way, the truth, and the light. In short, love and forgive one another unconditionally, without strings attached. Love and forgive, and all that means. Do this and you shall have eternal life. Do this you shall have life everlasting.